proclamation number 5125 dated the May 6, 1951. Process of development. Law of compulsion. Stage of free will. Nothing is without purpose and goal. Everything in existence was created by God and brought to life to fulfill a purpose. Consequently, everything also has its function. It is to serve in some way or other in order to fulfill its purpose. Even the smallest work of creation, the smallest living being, has its task which it is to comply with and effectively is forced to do so, because every creation is subject to natural law, thus it is unable to act unlawfully. Nevertheless, even an accomplished task in the law of compulsion is effectively a service, for it will always benefit another work of creation. It is necessary for the emergence and preservation of same. And thus, nothing in the entire universe is without purpose, or was created for no reason. The final purpose and destiny, however, is the liberation of the spiritual substance, towards which the whole of creation contributes in accordance with God's wise plan of eternity. The whole of creation only came into being for the purpose of liberating the spiritual substance, and every single work of creation complies with this destiny in the law of compulsion. The human being, however, is an exception. He is indeed God's work of creation too. Nevertheless, his thoughts, will and actions are not subject to the law of compulsion. The external human being, the physical body, is still subject to the law of compulsion, because this consists of spiritual substances which are still at the beginning of development. His soul, however, enjoys a certain amount of freedom. It is able to develop in line with its own will. Thus God has not subjected it to this law. All the same, even the soul's development, its release from the constraint of earthly matter, depends on its will to occupy itself in a helpful manner. Thus, again, service is the actual purpose of its earthly life. And since it is not forced into a helpful activity, love has to develop within itself, which is the most certain impulse for helpful activity. What occurred and was achieved during an infinitely long time in the law of compulsion shall now experience its culmination as human being, but of its own volition. The human being should serve with love in order to become completely liberated from the constrained state, which the soul regards as a limitation and restriction of its original abundance of strength and light. The human being's soul can reach this goal on earth if it has the sincere will to do so, yet it does not have to attain it, because God gave it freedom of will to enable its free decision for him or his adversary, who caused its loss of freedom and from whom it therefore has to liberate itself. Loving service is the key to liberation from this infinitely long captivity. What the spiritual substance had to do in line with God's will during the long path through all of creation, it should now, in the final stage, do of its own volition. It should serve because of love. Thereby it demonstrates its divine origin, for love characterizes the divine being and it shapes itself again into its original nature. It accepts again what it had voluntarily abandoned due to arrogance. As soon as the human being serves with love, his offense against God will be cancelled. He will have left the state of sinfulness and will have found his way back to God, from whom he wanted to distance himself, had distanced himself. He has recognized his childship and desires to enter into the right kind of relationship with the Father, and through love he will become a true child of God. Yet it all has to take place in free will, and this is his test of earthly life which he absolutely has to pass. The human being is able to reach this goal since he will receive help from God in every way, but he may also have completed the infinitely long process of development in the law of compulsion in vain if he, instead of progressing in the stage of a human being, comes to a standstill or even slips back. Then he will misuse his free will again. He does not use the many opportunities at his disposal to reach the goal, and then he will also have to accept the consequences, a repeated path through all of creation. One day he will surely reach his goal, but it is up to the being itself to decide the duration of its captivity, for God gave it free will which he respects so that it can become perfect. Amen.